My podcasting friends, it is the host, the man of the show, yours truly, J to the fucking A, my dude. J to the fucking A with a podcast episode for you, reporting to you from my laptop in Buenos Aires, Argentina. I hope I sound okay. I hope these MacBook Airs are picking up good. When I went to Cartagena, I brought my microphone, but now in Buenos Aires, I decided to just bring the laptop and the phone. So I'll be making episodes out here. So much to tell you, decided, and I know I've said this in other episodes, that this would be my last trip. You guys know I've been a digital nomad the past 2 years, seeing the world and bringing podcasts to you from all over the planet, bro. We've had podcasts in Europe, Central, South, North America, Scandinavian countries, and fuck, bro. I think I've recorded in every country. So that's been 18 countries now. Holy shit. Amazing, guys. Amazing, amazing. I got my Spotify Wrapped podcast and saw some stats that were awesome. It was fun to know that there's 23 countries that listen to my podcast. So if you're in another country, you're one of them. Thank you so much. The majority of folks are in the States, which is assumed, but it is so cool to have a global podcast. And if you're a listener, fuck, man, I just want to say thank you. And if, you know, I got notifications in this Spotify Wrapped thing that I'm sure you have if you listen on Spotify. Apple needs to come out with that. They really do, because most of the listeners are on Apple for podcasting. But just seeing that, you know, being someone's top episode or even someone's top 5 episode or someone's top 10 episode is cool. I do not know anybody, you know, that's doing that unless you tell me. So don't think that your stats are given to podcast hosts. Like, we just know numbers. But the reason I tell you that is because if I'm one of your top 5 or top 1 podcasts, I'd love to know that. You know, podcasting by yourself here, it can feel like, who the fuck listens? You know, and I know there's like hundreds of people, but sometimes you don't know. So tell me you're a listener. Tell me that episode hit, or tell me that I'm your number one show, or tell me that you pop in once in a while, or that you really like this one. Or maybe you want to tell me ways that I can improve the show, or things I should do to grow. This is an organic community, guys. I like to record my episodes as if I was on a microphone on a stage with all of you sitting there listening, because that's kind of like what I'd love to do eventually, you know, be able to give messages in person. I mean, I'll always podcast, but it'd be really cool to get on stage and share some of these messages. I don't know what type of format that would be, because everything I do is very much impromptu, but it would be cool to give a speech. It's been a while. Anyways, want to get to the message of today's show, but just wanted to introduce all of that and let you know that I am in Buenos Aires. This is my last trip, as I mentioned. I'm tired of fucking traveling. If you've been traveling for a long time, you know the feeling, right? It's just like, it's time to settle down. It's time to plant roots. It's time to be in one place for a longer period of time. So I'm in the capital of Argentina, my favorite country. Yeah. You know, I got a few favorite countries like Sweden and Switzerland. Really liked Colombia as well. There's been some that really hit, but Argentina was for some reason my favorite. And I'll probably say because of people make a country, guys. If all the countries were empty in the world, like, what would you like about them, right? You could probably have to argue something like the nature, but people are what make up countries, and that's what we're attracted to. And experiences include people. So whenever a country is your favorite, it's probably because you had the best experiences there, and those experiences were around people and community, and that's why you've associated everything else the country brings with it. So for me, and I think for you too, yeah, that's why we choose a country that's our favorite if you've traveled. Wherever we had the best memories, you know what I mean? So that's where I've had it. I mean, I was here when the World Cup was won. I was here for the whole World Cup. I marched the streets and saw history in front of my eyes, met amazing people, culture, just the great food here, went into my macros, and I love the pace of life, honestly. Just I used to hate it, like the slowness, but now I like it. There's a couple other things, but aside from Argentina, guys, I'm gonna be here recording. I did something when I got here, and if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you would know. And if you're just a podcast listener, then I'll tell you. I decided that I wanted to fast. Yeah, I decided that I wanted to fast because I haven't done that in years. And I was like, man, I need to just give up food because, well, I'll say this. One of my biggest struggles and the reason I got into health and fitness and being a coach, and even before that, wanting to just lose weight, because I realized that there was like this an emotional attachment to food and that my stomach sort of ruled me, you know, and that I would associate like happiness with food or high energy levels with food or going out with drinking or having a good time with drinking or good conversation with a drink or good conversation with food. And some of it's like, yeah, that's like universal truth. But what happens when that becomes a source of the reason why you're overweight? And then it starts affecting your stress level and your energy level, and then you can't move as quick. And now you're self-conscious about your image and the way you dress and the way you look, and that hurts your confidence and your character. And now you're somebody who lacks discipline and is attached to vices. What happens when that's the case, right? So there's the abuse of something good. And so at around 29, 30 years old, I started realizing, like, holy shit, I don't like the way that I look. COVID happened, and I got into macros, had a coach, had a transformation physically, and then began coaching others and left my job that I was doing for 10 years as a soccer coach. And then I started a podcast, and here I am traveling the world doing something that I really enjoy and helping others. But there's always that big fat booty, you know what I'm saying? That big fat butt. Guys, just because you conquer something one time, a lot of times when we talk about it or present it, it's almost like, well, that's in the past. That's in the past. Yeah, no. The wound and the pain stays with you. All right. There's some things that you really keep in the past. They never come back, right? But mine's a little more trickier. Okay. We got to eat, you know? There's always food. There's always temptations. There's always people that want to hang out, that want to drink, that want to go out. There's always snacks. Especially when you travel like me, there's always new foods and to try, and there's always cultures. And then there's always, I mean, maybe some of you don't have this struggle, but as a coach that's preaching a message, you yourself got to stay really fucking accountable. You can't be a fat coach, all right? If you're a coach listening, just know you can't be a fat coach, bro. All right? You just, if you're gonna be talking about nutrition and health, you gotta look good, man. You know what I'm saying? So there's a high level of accountability for what you're doing and what you're preaching. And I've been noticing, man, that yeah, there's like this emotional attachment that's like coming back into my life, and I like want to overeat again, and I want to just drink more, and I want to just, I don't know, munch and snack. And so, you know what? I for a while there, for like a week, I was like, all right, well, let's just listen to this, Jay. Let's like have a little more, have a little more. And it was good. And then I was like, okay, but where do we go from here? And so then I was like, man, I am just gonna fucking just stop eating. I'm just gonna fucking just quit eating, you know? Fast, in other words. And I'm gonna see this whole thing as like a spiritual exercise, giving up food, because that's what it is, and seeking the higher power in the midst of it. And it's been something that's on my mind, but to do that, it's like, it's really hard, guys. If any of you've ever fasted, it's very difficult, especially for us food lovers. And I decided that I would go 24 hours no food. This was yesterday. Today's Wednesday. Monday night, I had a steak around 5 o'clock. And then I smoked a cigar and I didn't eat till the next day at 10 p.m. So it was a 30-hour fast. And I had some chicken and mashed potatoes and some vegetables, a slice of bread, and two sips of red wine, and I broke my fast. And I want to say, guys, that the past 30 hours, or I should say those 30 hours, were some of the most redemptive healing hours when it comes to this emotional attachment to food. So I give you this message and I tell you this message because if you're somebody who feels like they're overweight and that wants to lose weight and that can't stop eating and that's addicted to food, or you're somebody who has, like me, this emotional attachment to things, or maybe you just want to reset in your relationship with food or alcohol, or maybe you don't even have that. You just want to get more clear on something. You want to get more clarity on something. There's a pressing issue in your life and you want to see something a lot more clear. Guys, the emptying of ourself lays bare what was there the whole time. And I just want to end with these truths here, with this point here for this podcast episode. And I was talking about this on my Instagram and it goes a little deep, but I want you to stay with me and we'll bring it home for you. When you empty yourself, you realize what's been there the whole time. When you lose yourself, you realize what's been there the whole time. When you let go, you realize what you had. And so in the case of food, which is the topic of discussion, when you stop eating, you become hungry. But when you keep going and you don't eat and you stay hungry and you keep going and you don't eat and you stay hungry and you keep going and you endure the pain and you chug the water and you drink some coffee or you have some mate, but you're sitting there and your stomach's burning and you're just fighting it and fighting and fighting. You know what ends up happening, guys? You really want to know what ends up happening? For those of you that have never fasted, it goes away. It goes away. And you're not even hungry anymore. The tiredness, the lack of energy, it all goes away. And you know what you realize? And you'll have to realize it when you try it again. If you've ever tried it or you try it, I'm gonna open it up again and I'm going to invite people to do it with me. When I do it again, but what ends up happening, guys, is that the energy levels return. The mind gets extra sharp. You become more clear on reality and life. And your body, I guess from a scientific point of view, something with toxins and the release of certain hormones, I don't know what it is, but you enter into this place of, I want to call, holiness and purity. And you're able to see the world more clearly. Now, it's a fragile place because if you stay there for, I think, 96 to 100 hours, like, you'll obviously go into a different state, which isn't healthy. But these states here, and I'll just recommend 24 hours, guys, because I'm not interested in going like 72 hours or nothing like that. But I'll just recommend for you the benefits of these 24 hours of not eating. Man, were so redemptive for me in being able to release a lot of unhealthy attachments to the point where yesterday I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna have this big meal. I didn't even want that meal. And today it's 6 o'clock over here in Argentina and I've had like 700 calories and I worked out hard as fuck and I've had like 12 carbs today. And you know what, guys? I don't care because I'm enough. I'm enough as I am. I don't need fucking food to fill me. And I know that's a controversial statement for a lot of people that are hangry and all that shit. And I get it. I'm a nutritionist. I'm a coach. I know I got to hit my protein for the day, but I'm doing an experiment and I'm breaking free of a lot of the attachments that people have to food and their mood and their gut and their brain and the way it's all connected. And the feeling I hear people say when they're like, if I don't eat, I get emotional. If I don't eat, I get angry. You're fucking weak is what you are. You're fucking weak. I'm starving. I haven't eaten all day. Shut the fuck up. You have enough food. You don't know what starving is. And I've just learned so much in this fast. I've learned so much about myself. I've learned so much about the fact that I'm enough. I'm enough just as I am. I don't need food. I need water. I don't need food. And it's just been very healing, guys. It's been very healing. And I just give you that message, man, because some of you, I think, really need to hear it, because you're like me. You let food rule you, man. You let food rule you. You visualize it. You dream about it. And then that's why you're overweight. That's why your body, you're unhappy with your body, and you know you need to make a change, and you don't know what to do, and you keep trying this diet and trying that diet, and you're all over the place. And sometimes what you need to do is you need that hard reset on the Super Nintendo, bro. You need to press that button and just reset the whole thing. And that, my friends, is what fasting is. That's what fasting is. And we've been doing it for centuries as a species. All religious teachers, all spiritual teachers are in accordance with all faiths that fasting connects us to the higher power. It's when we realize that we don't have anything that we realize that we've had it all the whole time. It's when you lose somebody that you love that you realize what you had the whole time. It's when you go broke and you don't have any money that you realize that you're enough. And then when you do get the money, you do get the food, you do get the relationship, you appreciate it for what it truly is, and you're unattached to it. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Can we get some fucking breakthroughs? Try fasting, friends. And I'm going to open it up on my Instagram and Facebook, and I'm going to say, we're getting a group together when we do this again, and we're going to journey it together. We'll go 24 hours, no eating, just water. And I want people to be healed, man. I really do. I really do. I think if more people fasted, you know, they'd lose this attachment and the reason for their obesity, the reason for their emotions and all of that. And it's hard to do. It's not popular. It's not sexy when you tell a motherfucker you can't eat today. You know what I mean? But truth is, you'll see them for who they really are. Yeah. And that, my friends, is enough. When you see yourself for who you really are, that is enough. That person is enough. So that was a message on fasting. I hope that you have a new relationship with fasting because of this message. I hope you see it in a new way. I hope my words help you. There's a reason why in our most elated experiences of life, hunger disappears. You ever thought about that? In our most elated experiences of life, hunger isn't present. The day you get married, or the day you got married, before you got on the stage, you weren't like, oh, can I get a burger real quick? No, hunger was gone, wasn't it? You were caught up into something bigger, weren't you? Holding your firstborn, you weren't like, oh, can we get some pancakes in here before I hunger was gone. And on the tragic side of things, someone died. You got bad news. You weren't like, oh, let me eat. No. You were caught up in the moment. You were present in the elated experience, whether it was elated in a joyful way or it was tragedy and sorrowful. When we are in these present high tip experiences of life, there is no hunger. It doesn't exist. Our soul, our heart is feasting on something else, whether it be tragedy and comfort in our own soul in the midst of pain, or whether it be elation and joy and excitement. Hunger doesn't exist there. Hunger doesn't exist there. And truly, in those moments, we're very, very present, and our senses are acute. It's when we lose touch with the present moment, when we become idle and bored and heavy-handed, that we think, can someone just pass the chips? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Guys, I've had like 1,300 calories in the past 50 hours. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm present, man. I'm present. So that is a 20-minute episode on fasting. We're going to end it here, guys. We're going to end it here. And again, I want to tell you that I'll be doing this fast soon, so be on the lookout. And if you know it's you, if this message speaks and you want that freaking freedom that I'm talking about, then just hit me up and put you in the little group we're going to do. And we'll journey through it together. All right? I freaking love you guys. Thank you for being a listener all year long. Let me know you're listening. Share this episode with a friend. Maybe you want them to do some fasting too. Maybe you know they got some health issues as well, some nutritional problems, some food attachments. Let's get something going. You know what I'm saying? I thank you guys for being a listener. Wish you a rest of the day that's filled with joy and peace, man. It's what we all need. It's what we all want. All right. Have a good day, guys. I'll talk to you later.